With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a campaign rally in New Hampshire, Donald Trump vowing if he's elected, he will immediately help all veterans.
A personal mission to completely eradicate veterans' homelessness in America. You know, we were doing a great job with it, and then a terrible thing happened. We were doing so well with it, and then these guys get in, and they treat the illegal aliens just pouring into our country better than they treat our veterans. I mean, they stay in the best hotels.
Unusual approach for a stopgap spending bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiling his proposal to avoid a partial government shutdown next weekend by extending government funding for some agencies and programs until the 19th of January and continuing funding for others until February 2nd. Also at SRNNews.com, two Florida sheriff's deputies hospitalized for injuries they suffered when a man intentionally plowed into them with his car.
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says both deputies have a long road to recovery after severe leg injuries in a violent attack. He released a video of the encounter. That's a suspect whose own mother said was acting irrationally, ramming his car at full speed into responding deputies Carlos Brito and Manny Santos, crushed by the front end of the car into a police cruiser, one of them on the ground screaming in pain as other officers try to get the suspect into custody. 28-year-old Ralph Boozy's charged with attempted murder of law enforcement. Authorities say he has a history of mental illness and violence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. The state church in Britain moving closer to a formal split.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches are having to decide whether to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway Jr. leads Trinity Baptist Church, Niagara Falls, New York. He carries a concealed weapon to protect those in his congregation. In one survey of Protestant clergymen, 62% say their duties now include making plans for responding to an active shooter. This is SRN News. Government agencies and nonprofits around the country have long been working to reduce the numbers of homeless veterans, and they're reporting now some notable success.
According to a government count, the numbers of homeless veterans have gone down 55% over the past 13 years. Tony Kimbrough, the CEO of Veterans Empowerment Organization in Atlanta, says a factor in their success is offering so many other wraparound social services than just transitional housing to make residents feel at home.
It creates this environment where they can trust us. And so if they were to leave, they can pick up the phone and call us back and say, hey, I lost my house, or hey, I lost my job. There's no judgment in that.
The National Coalition for Homeless Veterans says while the numbers are improving, there are still more than 33,000 homeless vets in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com.